How's everybody? That we are. We're either blessed or cursed. Amen? We want to stay blessed. Glory to God. Well, a lot of things are happening, aren't they? Can't even keep up with it. But that's okay. We don't have to. We just got to keep up with Him. Would you turn to the book of John, chapter 3, starting at verse 1. John 3, verse 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. John 3, verse 1. Everybody there? Praise God. Let's speak it together. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness. I'm not in John. I'm in Matthew. Hold on a second. Is anybody there? Yeah, I'm not there yet, obviously. All right, let's try this again. John 3, verse 1. There was a man of a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Well, that was very good. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, you can't discern what's kingdom and what's not kingdom. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? That was a strange question. And Jesus answered him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Why? Because we don't determine what we do. We are led in what we do. Amen? Again, Nicodemus was freaked out. He's like, man, wait a minute. How am I going to get born again? He was thinking physically and carnally, you know, about entering his mom's womb again. But that's not what it was. God was revealing to him something very important. He said there's another place. It's called the eternal womb, the womb of God. It's a portal. The womb of God. Is everybody with me? John 19:31. John 19:31. Hallelujah. Verse 31. Everybody there? Therefore, because it was the preparation day that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath was a high day. And Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. And then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and the second of the others who were crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For the scriptures were done that the scriptures should be fulfilled. Not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they appears. Now, you got to look at something, because out of Adam, God put Adam to sleep and took a rib out of him. And he created a woman, a man, or what we call a human, with a womb for the purpose of giving birth. So on the cross, Jesus gave birth to the body of Christ spiritually. And what came out of his side? When a woman gets ready to give birth, water and blood come out. Does everybody get it? So this was the place. So you might look at Jesus as God's womb that came into the earth. To what? Bring new birth. Amen? So he was an open portal to eternity. We'll get there. John 16:20. John 16:20. And Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow or pain and suffering, because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish. For the joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you." Now, this was Jesus preparing for his death, wasn't he? Amen. But again, he was talking about a woman giving birth. Sorrows, birth pangs before the new birth. Amen. No, he's going to say you're going to no longer remember these sorrows and these sufferings, because you're going to be joyful in the things that God is doing. Why? You'll see. Matthew 27:45. Now, let's go to 24 first. Matthew 24:3. Hallelujah. Everybody okay? Womb of God. Matthew 24:3. Now Sunday, as we were worshiping, I had a couple strange visions. And one of the visions was, I saw Jesus walking through the veil that was ripped, but it was a womb. It was a womb. And I'm like, "What? Lord, why are you showing me this womb?" He said, "Because that's what I did. I opened up to bring new birth to humanity. I brought the womb, the sanctified womb of God, to bring birth, to bring newborn again children, to start and expand a new kingdom, his kingdom, on earth as it is in heaven." And I saw him walking out, like walking out of the temple and walking through this veil that was ripped, was actually a womb. And he come walking out to bring life. But see, this is the eternal womb of God. It is the spiritual womb of God. It's the place where you and I are to protect also. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Matthew 24:3. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Now, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age." And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. These are the beginning of sorrows," or what we call birth pangs. sorrows or birth pangs before what? New birth. The whole earth is going through a whole new birth process. Matthew 27:45. Hallelujah. Womb of God. Everybody there? Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, this man is calling out for Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran, took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put on it a reed, offered it to him to drink. The rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth quaked and the rocks were split. What happened? God was giving birth. The womb opened. And the graves are what? Opened, and many of the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the grave after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Jesus suffered. Does everybody understand it? He suffered just like a woman suffers in pain and agony during her giving of birth before birth comes. Jesus suffered in pain and agony to give birth. And when he died at the end of his sufferings, the veil ripped, the womb opened, the womb of God. Does everybody understand this? And in this, that veil that was opened brought access and a portal directly to the Father. For those who are born of the Spirit, those that are not born of the Spirit have no access to the Father. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except for through me. Amen? Why? Because Jesus was actually the womb of God. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because they were trying to stop everything of God. But as is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Very powerful. If they had known the eternal port was about to open, the womb of God was about to be manifested, they would have not have killed him. Does everybody understand that? They wouldn't have killed him because they knew they were going to lose. Romans 8:18. Hallelujah. Let's speak it, please. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and what? Labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we are saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Again, groans and labors of birth pangs. Everything is going through it right now. And Revelation chapter 12 and verse 1. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to what? To give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. And his tail drew a third of the stars or angels of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was what? Born. Because he couldn't kill it before it was born. But now he does it through abortion. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God in his throne. Then a woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. Again, evil strikes before birth and right after birth. If he can't kill you before birth, he'll kill you after birth. That's why it's important that we are covered by the blood. We're covered by parents that can protect us when we're born. That's why most of us have gone through hell. Because we didn't have parents that knew how to protect us. We didn't have parents that knew how to pray. Oh, they went to church, gave a few bucks, did a couple reflections or whatever, I don't know. Went to a couple, you know, bingo things to that degree, you know. But they didn't know warfare. They weren't filled with the Spirit of God. They didn't know how to bind, blind, mute, and deaf. They didn't know how to protect us from the enemy. And the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, as most of us have gone through it. We didn't know what sowing and reaping was. We didn't know anything. But we believed. Most of us believed that there was a God out there. Didn't know who he was until we finally come to a place of the end so that we get a new beginning. Amen. John chapter 4, verse 21. John chapter 4, verse 21. Then Jesus said to the woman, believe me that the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Now, one of the visions that I saw, because what the Lord is trying to tell us is we must keep that portal open. And he said, these are the things that keep the portal open. Worship. It is the main thing that keeps it open. So every time we are worshiping, decreeing God's word, because the enemy is trying to close that portal. Things will close that portal. Sin, transgressions, iniquities, rebellion. The Bible says, forsake not to assemble. Why? I really believe so we can gather together, worship, and keep that portal open. The less we sow in the spirit, the more we sow in the flesh. That begins to close the portal. Does everybody understand? And it's our responsibility to keep that portal open, which I saw to me was the womb of God. Keeping it open. Keeping it open. Because the enemy's going to try and close it. Amen. So we must worship in spirit and in truth to keep the portal open. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Second Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 18. Hallelujah. Now Jerusalem was about to, and Judah was about to get their butt kicked because they were outnumbered. All these armies were coming against them from all ends. And so Jehoshaphat, the king there, went to the Lord. So they rose early in the morning, in verse 20, and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. So they went out before the army. Amen. What were they doing? Keeping a portal open. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. I think that's hilarious. Why? The portal was open. Praise and worship. God's divine intervention. So when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. Open portal. What's happens when you have victory, you have favor, and you have prosperity. Hello? Victory, favor, and prosperity. Three things that the open portal will always bring you. Exodus 17, verse 10. Glory. Hallelujah. Think about the woman that had the issue of blood for, 18 years or something. She spent all her money. She was dying. She heard Jesus was in town. She believed that if she could get to him, she would be healed. She crawled on her hands and knees, crawled to him. Through the crowd. Her faith by going after Jesus. She suffered, pressed through. She probably stepped, people stepping on her hands and kicking her in the head. And she kept going, going, and going. What was she doing? She was suffering. And when she finally touched the hem of the garment, what happened? God opened up. He opened up the portal to her and healed her completely. I mean, it's amazing. It's available for every single one of us. Oh, hallelujah. Exodus 17:10. Can we go there? Let's speak it. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Well, what do you think? Surrender was what? Hands up, opening the portal. But Moses' hands became weary, so they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat on one. He sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. So God granted him what? Favor. Favor, victory, and spoil. Hallelujah. By what? Opening the portal. Again, it's our responsibility to keep the portal open. But the enemy, look, you got to understand something. That portal closes in every single day. Every single day begins smaller. And we're to reopen it. It becomes smaller. We're to reopen it. That's why the enemy likes to distract us and get us involved in the things, more things of the world instead of the things of the Spirit. He doesn't want you to sow in the Spirit because it'll keep the portal open. He wants you to sow in the flesh. Ephesians chapter 4, 17. Ephesians chapter 4, 17. Oh, hallelujah. It gives a whole new meaning of born again. Verse 17, are we there yet? Hallelujah. Let's speak it together, please. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you've not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God and true righteousness and holiness. And I'm going to close at Matthew 7, verse 13. Hallelujah. Matthew 7:13. Thank you, Lord. Womb of God. What's it say? Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in it. Well, what is the gate? The womb of God. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who what? Find it, or few who keep it open. There are few who keep it open. It doesn't mean you're not going to make a mistake. It doesn't mean you won't sin. But you repent. It covers it. Amen? It doesn't mean, you know, we're not perfect. We're perfect in him, not in ourselves. You're going to go through stuff. Things are going to happen. You're going to get disappointed. You're going to be rejected. What's a part of the birth pains? You're going to become sick. You're going to become things, and then you're going to catch a cold. You're going to do this, do that, whatever it is. But do not let the doctors proclaim things over you to close up the portal. Amen? Because they'll bring discouragement, disappointment. I don't care what a doctor says. I believe Jesus. It doesn't mean we don't do things. Amen? It doesn't mean you stop taking medication. It doesn't mean you don't continue to go to therapy and all the other stuff. But your hope is in the Lord, and you're keeping that womb open, because everything you do is unto Him. We labor unto Him. We serve Him. We praise and worship Him. We exalt Him. We glorify Him. We call on His name. Amen? Remember, our parent now, we are parented by the Holy Spirit, not by our family anymore. And because we're parented by the Holy Spirit, He leads us in that place of freedom. He leads us in that place where we battle. He exposes and shows us the things that we need to do. The Bible says those who are led by the Spirit are what? Sons of God. Amen? So keep the portal open. It's our responsibility every day. Because every day the portal begins closing, and you got to keep it open. Amen? The bigger the portal, the bigger things come. The little portal, man, you're going to get pencils. We don't want pencils. We want big things. Amen? And we want to see the enemy fall. Destruction. So remember, it's our responsibility to keep those portals open. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank You for Your word. We are honored and blessed. And we, Lord, show us those things that can prevent the portal from being closed, so that we know how to warfare, so that we do the things that are right, and that we do things that are pleasing to You. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Praise God.